Surprised to see me, brother-in-law. I don't get to say that enough, do I? Well, I know my sister's away for the weekend, and I had nothing exciting going on, so I thought, hey, you don't seem to have any plans either, and I might as well spend some time with you. After all, I think I know you better than you know me at this point, so... No, nothing, just thinking to myself. Can I come in? Perfect. Let me just take my shoes off. Huh. Never thought about how much my heels stick out next to all her practical old sneakers. Shouldn't surprise me, I guess. She never cared half as much about her looks as I do. Is that something you ever miss? A girl putting in effort to look attractive for you? Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Let's just talk about something else. My boyfriend? Oh, it's complicated. Actually, it's not. He broke up with me 2 weeks ago, so it's not even a thing. Well, thanks, but you don't have to be sorry. I'm not. After doing some thinking about it, I reckon that I should have seen it coming. He kept going on and on about how he needed someone with ambition to move forward and all that crap. If there's one thing I know about my friends' relationships, it's that shit like moving forward robs them of every ounce of fun. And before you know it, you're planning grocery shopping, sharing the same workout routine, and seeing every annoying detail about each other way too up close. Until everything you once found sexy is obliterated. No thanks, not for me. I have no need for some caring, castrated robot who tries to make love to me as if following a schedule. What do I need? Well, aren't you curious? In plain English, I need a man to do as I say, give it to me rough, and then not get involved in my business. So, yeah, at the end of the day, it's probably a good thing he left me. Although, I have to say, I'm really starting to miss the regular fucking, even if it was scheduled. I've actually come to a valuable insight after all this. When it comes down to it, there's basically only two things I need from a man: sex and solitude. And he only gave me one of the two. Anyway, what's my big sis gotten up to this weekend? Yeah, that sounds like a euphemism for a crisis center if I've ever heard one. Well, sis, that'll happen to you when you don't see what's right in front of you. No, I'm being serious. You give her, like, everything. You're never clingy. You're never disappointed when she takes you for granted. To put it in a nutshell, you're way too good for her, aren't you? No, don't change the subject now. I genuinely want to know. What does she do for you? Every time I visit you two, you're always the one to clean the table, wash the dishes, take out the trash. I'm just asking what the hell you're getting in return for all that. Love? You are easily fooled, my friend. But okay. Let's say she gives you love. She cuddles you, huh? I'd bet, since she sleeps half the day. Yeah, sweet, cute, and all that. Fine. Let's call that love. And what else? Don't you want something more? Oh, careful what you ask for, old man. But okay, I'll give you an example. Has she ever waxed her pussy for you? Yeah, what a good man you are, right? Respectful of her wishes, her limits. So understanding about the pressure she felt from her previous boyfriends. I bet that makes you feel noble. Does it change anything, though? Does it change the fact that you secretly dream about a tight, wet pussy in your face? And that you deserve it? No answer, huh? Thank you for proving my point. You know, it's so fucking ironic that she's lived with you for years and I still know more about your desires than she does. Simply because she doesn't want to, does she? And let's be honest, you really don't want her to either, am I right? You'd shock her, perhaps even disgust her. Oh, what would I know? Well, I know the things I've found in the browsing history of your home office computer. You know, the ones she'd never think to log on to. And I know that the timid 1.5 minute blowjob she gives you before her neck gets all tense doesn't exactly match up, do they? Oh yeah, keep trying to tell yourself that. See how long it takes for your own needs to beat you down. You know, your needs of a girl who will care for your cock the way we both know it was meant for. A girl who takes it all the way, tip to base, and then tells you to hold it there for as long as you want. Tells you to feel the convulsions in her throat tightening up for you. The spasms as her eyes start to get all teary, gagging and choking. The rivers of drool flooding her body as soon as you finally take it out. The willingness to subject herself to anything until you've fulfilled your needs and you blow your sticky white cum all over her pretty face, running with spit and smeared makeup. A girl who's a total fucking cum slut for you. Oh, come on. Don't deny it. Don't deny who you are. Am I done? I'm just getting started, brother-in-law. Daddy. Come over here and try these lips out. It's okay to admit it, Daddy. You fantasized about having me as your needy, dripping fuck toy, ready to take it in all of my holes anytime you need it. You've wanted me ever since she introduced you to me, haven't you? You noticed in an instant that I'm younger and prettier. That I actually care about how my ass looks in a pair of jeans. You want to know something else? I'm wet and waxed and groomed and served up just for you. All of my holes for your needs. Put your hand around my throat. See how vulnerable I look in your hands, Daddy? Feel just how one little squeeze can take my air away. You like that sense of control, of power over me, huh? I bet you do. After all, I'm not like her. That you can command and punish however you want to. Aren't I, Daddy? Take me to your room. Temptress. Oh, you poor, poor man. You talk like you've been locked up in a fucking monastery. Why don't you start using the words you're actually thinking? Yeah, call me a whore. Say it. Call me a little cock slut. Call me your fuck toy. That's better. Makes my pussy ache. How do you want it again? Completely in your face. Get my clothes off, quickly. I don't care if you rip them off, just do it fast. No. You're not gonna go down on me. Lay the fuck back, with your head at the edge of the bed, and watch me stand over you, putting everything on display. Oh yeah. Yeah, stare. Stare everywhere you want to, as I put my knees up, one after the other, cradling your innocent face, and then grind the fuck down. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Lick me like that. Fuck. Fuck. Is this the kind of pussy you thought you'd never have? A pussy that shows how available it is with every wet, pulsating beat. A pussy that needs your face to use as a chair. You like me grinding on you, huh? Yeah. Unlike some others, I know how to make my moves sexy for you. Feel me moving from side to side as I cover your whole face with how wet I am. Drink from me, thirsty boy. Do I taste better? Fresher than her? Does the smell of my cunt make you wish it was your whole fucking world forever? Work that mouth. Tongue kiss my pussy just like you did with my mouth. Oh, when we made out. Deeper. Fuck, twist it around inside of me. Make me feel it. Oh. You like me grinding my clit against your nose, daddy? Oh. Oh, push back. Fuck. Oh, fuck. This taste can be yours, daddy. She doesn't have to know anything about it. Fuck. Oh, you can go on with your frictionless marriage as if nothing's missing, and then bury your fucking face deep in my tight little cunt every time you're defeated by your own frustration. Oh, this open, wet, needy little hole. Oh, it could be your home. Away from home. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Right there. Right there. Please. 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 Fuck. 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 I'm getting really close. Shit. Keep going. Keep going. Please. Please. Just let me grind into your mouth. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. You put up with a lot, haven't you? That won't do. You know that, right? Good thing you have someone paying close attention to you, isn't it? Someone keeping her sister's marriage fresh by offering herself up to you as a willing, obedient little cum whore to take out all your disappointments on? Aw, does it bother you that I know you this well? What does it make you want to do, huh? Oh, come on, stop being all coy and tell me. Fuck. Yeah. Grab me. Yeah, hold my fucking arms in place. Take control away from me, daddy. Force me down. Yeah, push me onto my stomach. Stop acting like you're above taking what the fuck you Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, that's what I needed. Please push it in deeper, Daddy. Please. Please stretch out this little cunt with your cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I love that I can provoke you like this. Making that anger boil up until your lid blows off and your true self bursts out wanting nothing more than to fuck this smooth, perfect little cunt just like you're fucking possessed. Oh, you want more? Huh, Daddy? More fuel for that fucking rage? What do you want to be reminded of, huh? That I'm actually fun? That she barely has the energy to make it to yoga class once a week while I do squats every fucking day just to make an ass that appeals to men like you? You're so gentle and considerate, aren't you, Daddy? So understanding when you try to convince yourself that it's not fair to compare these smooth fucking thighs, these curves to hers, that she can't help it, even though she fucking can. And now you're stuck with her while her hot younger sister tempts you and teases you with her fucking perfect body. Fuck, hit me harder. Yeah, fucking take it out on me. Fuck, use this slutty, stupid sister-in-law as your fucking therapy. Tell me about all the times you've stalked me online just to rub one out to one of my workout pictures. Oh, God. Wishing to God that she was me. Tell me about the times you get back into bed with her afterwards, letting her hold you so lovingly in her arms. Tell me how you spent your whole marriage wanting nothing but revenge on me by hate fucking me. This sweet, perfect fucking guy. Fuck. Come inside this pussy. Do it now. Do it now. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God, you're gonna make me come. Fuck. Oh, come for me, Daddy. Come for me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You think this is the end, Daddy? I'm disappointed. I didn't know you'd think so little of me. You know the words I used to get you all worked up in the first place? And I don't use words without putting action behind them. I don't care if you're fucking sensitive. Stand up. Yeah, in front of me, just like that. Let me guess. You've never face-fucked anyone, have you? Ugh, you're still gonna give me that bullshit? Oh no, you'd never do that to a girl, huh? You're too nice, right? Such a sweet guy. Need I remind you the fact that my ass is red? Or the things you jerk off to? Or the words I made you use? Say them again. Look at me. Look at my face. And then ruin it. Find out how much I can really take. You want to know something else about me, Daddy? Something to make those hips work harder. Those hands to push me down further. I meant it. When I said I'm a total cum slut. You want a more detailed description, huh? Before every date I'm on, I put on extra layers of mascara. Thick black eyeliner. Easily smeared lipstick. And I do it because I know exactly the kind of helpless tears And running makeup that make repressed men like you lose their fucking minds. Yeah, that'll make you take what you want. Keep going. I fuck my face. You want me to put my hands behind my back as you thrust your cock in and out of my tight throat? And I know the spasms and the tears can drive you so fucking crazy. You can barely have an idea what the hell I'm doing anymore. Make your fantasy come true, please. Fuck my throat until you can't take it anymore. And then I want you to come on my face. That's it. Come on my face. Come on my face. Cover this little cum whore. Make me take every last drop. You did so good, Daddy. And I hope you can understand why this was all for the best. I only want to prevent unnecessary ripples in the water. I want my sister's life to be stable. I want her marriage to be a happy one. And how can that happen when that head of yours is filled with such depraved thoughts about all the nasty things you need from someone? Exactly. So here's what we're gonna do. You have my number. And I have yours. I'm gonna go shower off all this mess you made while you take care of the stained sheets and wipe the slobber and cum off the floor. And then I'm gonna leave, and you're gonna stare at my ass when I do. And you'll make sure to compare it to hers. And the next time she's on another trip to find herself and you feel trapped in paradise, you can call me. After all, isn't that what family's for? Helping out one another. I'm glad you agree. See you in your fantasies, Daddy.